Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Here we are. Welcome back again. Malcolm Go podcast, August 24th, 2015. This is episode 4. Today with me is my brother, local comedian Dominic Loconte.
How are you?
How you doing? Getting ready for a big podcast today. You ready to bring the knowledge?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
The talk on the on Reddit and on the news
Sphere.
On the paper, on the boards, were saying that you weren't very strong in your first appearance.
Well, yeah, I won't be this time either, I'm sure. Go on.
That's okay. We did see your comedy show a couple weeks ago. It was strong, opening for Joe Matarese.
The famous Joe Matarese.
Somerville's Davis Square. I'll tell you right now, our grandfather, and actually me, I lived there for a portion of my childhood. It was a lot different back then.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly couldn't look like that when I was in Somerville with my grandfather. If my grandfather were dead, he'd be rolling around in his grave right now.
Look like what? Look like me?
Look like you? No, look like the people wandering around.
Yeah, the hipsters.
Davis Square.
Their sweaters and buns.
Sweaters, man buns, twirly mustaches.
Yeah, it looks like Manhattan or Brooklyn.
Drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon to be silly.
Why is that so popular amongst them?
I don't know, but it's disgusting.
It's the worst beer ever.
I don't know. They think it was like that's the real man's working man's beer.
Yeah.
Gotta have a sip. Have a sip of the man's beer after a long day at the mill.
They're all fucking baristas. None of them are working men regardless.
Other names are like Quario.
Jameson Friend.
Jameson's a good one. Well, exciting news here at Malcolm Go Podcast. Recently upgraded, got ourselves Audio Hijack, which is an interesting program that can record everything coming out of my computer, so I can do my own little soundboard, which is making me very excited. I've been going through it for about an hour, just adding things constantly.
He's a fag.
Oh, wait.
7 years. We're on to Cincinnati.
What are you doing? This is old Tom Jackson.
I want to say this very clearly. They hate their coach.
Love this shit. So anytime you hear Dom drop a bad joke, you might hear one of these.
Oh, the humanity.
Both my ideas.
Yeah, they were both your idea. But then I like all of them. I think I've been doing mostly Goodfellas stuff, a little bit of The Sopranos. This one's a personal favorite of mine. Anytime I see an NFL player that's going to be walking in,
hey, where are the white women at?
I just wanted to display my awesome soundboard for a while. That's really it for now. But I got that. Got some soundboard fun. We're going to keep adding to it. Keep recording on this Audio Hijack, which I seem to really enjoy so far. I also bought today a portable recorder from Zoom, who doesn't pay me for this advertising.
No.
They don't pay me at all. So it's going to be used at tailgates for when me, my brother, and another friend go, and we have ourselves a bit
Not
of a Miller Lite battle. Well, you can come if you want to come.
No, I don't sit with the peasants. I only sit in the clubbies.
You haven't been to the clubbies in years. We lost the club seats. For those of you who don't know, we used to have club seats.
We didn't lose them.
Well, they were given back away.
Yeah.
That's when Big Frank, my father, says, fuck you, Bob Kraft. I'm not giving you any money. You do not disparage Tom Brady like that and let him live, go out amongst the sharks like that.
His excuse, anyway.
Whatever. That's what he says. So I got my tailgate equipment, got two mics on that machine, so we can do some man on the street interviews, all the hot shots running around playing little bean bags, drinking tons of Miller Lights. The only problem, I'm worried about the cooking situation because I usually drive and cook. It's really a terrible deal for me.
Why are you worried about it?
Why am I worried about how am I supposed to pod? Well, not that this podcast has much flow to it, but no. I mean, you'd like to keep a little flow.
And that's
true. If I'm sitting there and I'm flipping burgies, it's not going to look good. I mean, I don't expect to be going for hours and hours out there, but I mean, at least I'd like to get 30 minutes, 20 minutes before the game, 20 minutes after the game.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not. We'll discuss the format later, but I think a great pre-show is what you need. Just like a 1 hour pregame.
1 hour. We do the podcast in 1 hour.
I know that.
Yeah, so you want to do a 1 hour pregame?
Yeah, just like
talk fantasy.
Sunday. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. They have like 300 of those shows. Terry Bradshaw.
Now look at here.
Then you have all your picks around the NFL.
Oh, my picks? Jimmy the Greek?
Yep, you have all your picks, and you can have like some sort of exotic animal like pick 'em. Like they used to have a chicken who was, he was right more times than Terry Bradshaw was correct.
Terry Bradshaw is half retard.
Yeah, he's almost full retard.
Man, they try to make him an actor and put him in that Matthew McConaughey movie as his dad.
Failure to Launch, yeah. He had the man cave and he was naked in it and it was hilarious.
You love a good rom-com.
Real hysterical film.
We were talking rom-coms today and you were talking about your big favorite was Just Friends.
I love rom-coms. And that's one of my favorites. I'd have to say my actual favorite is Wimbledon. And it's not a big
can't say
hit. Nobody
Wimbledon.
Knows who it is or who's in it. I mean, what it is. It's the worst cast, basically. I love Paul Bettany. It's Paul Bettany. He's
married to that
whore.
That pretty gal there that showed her tits and everything. She was a very young girl in Labyrinth. What was she in?
Oh, geez. He's married to her, the girl from Stranger Things?
No. What?
Well, that girl's in Labyrinth. Oh, no. No. Yeah, just something.
With David Bowie?
This is something Robertson.
Nah, who knows? Somebody will look. Google it.
Rebecca.
No, it's not. It's just a person.
Rachel.
She was known for her thick eyebrows.
Yeah, she's huge tits. Like
she did.
Perfect tits. I mean, she was on, what's her name? Anthony Bakumi was talking about her the other day.
Was. Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, that's right.
That was her name. Yes, Paul Bettany's married to her.
Really?
Yes.
Well, all right. Paul Bettany and Kirsten Dunst.
Ugh. Boy, is she an uggo.
And she stinks in it, but it's a great movie.
She does have a snaggle tooth.
Does she?
Well, yeah, and I tell you right now, I can't hate on a snaggletooth. The kid loves them.
Who likes a snaggletooth?
Just me. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird turn on for me. It's not exactly a snaggletooth. Kirsten Dunst is a bad example. A good example is like Avril Lavigne. Huh?
She has a snaggletooth? Yeah, she does. Yeah.
It comes out of
their gums?
Yeah, no.
Like
I don't
a
really,
shark tooth.
I don't really consider that snag. I think that's kind of gross. I like when one tooth, okay, it's this little tooth here. The pointy one, the canine, I guess, or bicuspid, is like a little twisted and fucking, it's got its own agenda. It's doing whatever it wants.
Yeah.
It kind of comes out and does, it's away from the party. Doesn't want to hang out with anybody else.
I love Steve Buscemi.
And I love it. It drives me nuts. But it's weird. It's more common in normal girls than actresses as they all get their teeth fixed.
Yeah.
But, you know, as it happens.
That's good. That's fortunate because you're more likely to ever have sex with a real girl instead of an actress.
I'm not likely to have sex with anyone at this point.
That's true.
Well, getting into some hot NFL topics this week. I see that the NFL is forcing players to interview for the Al Jazeera report. James Harrison, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, and then their fullback, who I don't know what his name is, Mike Neal, maybe. So the commissioner basically has decided that we will suspend you if you do not interview with me and comply fully, as Hard, what Herr Fuhrer would say. You must come, what is it? Albiecht macht frei. That's the sign that sits above the commissioner's office. It's so you have to sit in there and listen to his dumb questions about some Muslim news station that decided that you were doing HGH, which, of course...
A lot of conflicting themes you have here.
Well, it's a true story.
I know.
He's an evil dictator, and he is taking it upon himself to disparage the names of players that have no issues, but the minute Peyton Manning says, no, I didn't do it, all Peyton Manning had to do was be like, no, that's not true, and they were okay.
It. I don't know. I believe him.
Yeah. If you ask me, honestly, he was in all those commercials. The guy's fun. He's hilarious.
See him on SNL.
So they're doing that. Tom Brady, of course, as you all know, suspended 4 games.
What?
Yes, unbelievable.
What happened?
I know. So this new story comes out where the New York Giants kicker, he is a kicker,
what?
So a bum, a nobody. The Giants re-signed him, apparently love him. You know, think he's a good kicker, good enough NFL kicker to keep around. So he gets arrested and charged with domestic violence, right? And he gets suspended 1 game, which is low for domestic violence.
Lower than average, at least. Yeah.
I mean, you should go to jail, right? I mean, honestly, if I was a black player, I'd feel mad. Not that I'm not a player at all, but if I was a black player, I feel like they get it worse when they do this domestic violence stuff. But
it was caught on tape. If you're thinking about Ray Rice,
yeah, that one was 2 games. So yeah. You throw a beating on your girlfriend in an elevator in
two
a casino.
2 games, and he knocked her unconscious.
It's worth 2 games, you ask me.
That's 3, maybe.
Yeah. Although, yeah. So this guy gets 1 game, and then his wife comes out and says, look, he's hitting me like 20 times. There's been like 20 issues. The Giants come out and are like, well, you know what? We stand behind him.
I like to hear both sides of a story in domestic abuse.
Of course you do, but you gotta always err on the side of caution. I didn't say you have to cut the guy, but I mean, don't say you stand behind him.
Well, that's the problem. If you err on the side of whatever the fuck you said.
Caution?
Yeah. You seem like a big pussy, like a politically correct asshole. Like,
I don't think
if
so.
A girl... Like, it's like colleges do it all the time. A girl claims rape, as 18-year-old girls do, and the guy gets kicked out of school, gets his whole life ruined, and it turns out the girl's fucking mattress girl and a psychopath and carries around a fucking blow-up mattress all over the campus.
Yeah, that lady, I mean, there certainly is more, I would think there's more rapes than actual lunatics like that, but I think that society as a whole has softened and that...
Soft like wet flowers.
Yeah, right. So I think they've softened as a whole, and that most, we weren't even talking sexual encounters or domestic encounters are overblown and taught to people. Basically, if you're drunk and embarrassed and regret something, all of a sudden it's now rape.
That's
when
what
it wasn't.
Happened, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know about this, because they've been married.
Especially if he's a good player, if he's a good kicker.
He's a kicker. I mean, I'm sure he's got some money, but he ain't bringing in the big bucks.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't kick Gostkowski off of the Patriots for an alleged domestic abuse.
No,
I'd need proof.
Alleged, of course. But I'm saying, that's what I said. So you don't say you stand behind him. You say, we're going to get all the facts. I mean, Aaron Hernandez, for example, the minute they arrested him, they cut him. So, yeah. I mean, you can't stand by people.
They all knew he
no
was guilty,
what.
Though.
Yeah, not that fast. I didn't. I was supporting the shit out of him.
What's his name?
I was trolling everybody. I was
Spikes,
all over him.
Spikes was like,
he's an idiot.
You got to stop hanging out with these fucking people. He just like said that the other day.
Yeah, he's on the Buffalo Bills, Spikes, and he's talking about, first of all, who missed a whole year because he gets cut off the Bills or he gets released after talking all this shit saying, I'm going to get back at the Patriots. I'm going to get back at the Patriots. And then comes, re-signs with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, assuming, allegedly, he's drunk, crashes his car, says he hit a deer, leaves a fucking ridiculous $500,000 Maserati on the side of the road and disappears. Patriots cut him the next day. Like, these are the type of people that are giving you advice.
I know.
So he misses a whole year. Now he comes back. He's with the Bills. And now, all of a sudden, he's Mr. Good Guy.
Yeah.
Now he prays to Allah.
Sure he does.
Had enough time to convert to Islam.
Didn't he get, like, a... suspended the first few games of his career with us for fucking a girl on webcam?
Yes. I don't know if he gets this, maybe not by the league, but I do remember.
He didn't play. I remember that.
He had a dick like a Louisville Slugger. The thing was like, it was off screen, and then all of a sudden it would come on screen, and it was on the top right corner of your TV. Well, not your TV, but cell phone. My TV, but not everybody else's cell phone. I remember that. That was crazy. So he's with the Bills.
With
he's
a white girl.
It was with a white bitch. With a white bitch of all things. And you would think...
Hey, where are the white women
quick,
at?
Quick on the trigger there.
I had to find it. I'm new to it. You want to laugh about that?
Hey, you want to laugh? This prick last week asked me to christen his kid.
I hate that one. Get rid of it.
No, it's the greatest. Anything Joe Pesci is my favorite thing.
Prick mother. You stuttering,
muttering prick you. So in you Patriots have. Land, some bad news hit us on, what was it, Sunday. We had a trifecta hit us. It was an injury to Jabal Sheard, who had a sprained MCL, but he's expected back in 2 weeks. He was on the practice field today. I don't think we're going to see any issues from there. Sprained MCL is not a death sentence. I mean, he'll be ready for opening day. Then you got Sebastian Vollmer, who your starting right tackle, one of your stalwarts on the offensive line, probably your strongest overall offensive lineman. He goes down. Something's wrong with his hip. It just hasn't healed. And they're going to put him on IR, and he's going to miss the season. Jesus. So what does that do? That opens the door for old lookout block Marcus Cannon.
Nice.
Who fucking literally couldn't block me.
How did he get back on the, how did they cut Stork and keep him?
Well, they didn't cut Stork. Here's the thing. Stork was a center, number one. We're talking about a right tackle. Let's stay on topic.
All linemen, I think, are the same thing, right?
Yeah, he's a lineman. No, it's not the same thing. Right tackle has to defend the end. He's the front side of the quarterback. Got a lot more responsibility in an interior lineman, and they have to go up against better players. They tackles the outside guys have to go against the pass rushers. So anyway, you lose Sebastian Vollmer, the big German, and now you got to bring in Marcus Cannon, who can't. I think he maybe got a hand on Von Miller once in the AFC Championship game, but literally they line up across the line from each other, and Von Miller walked to Tom Brady every single play. Luckily, this year you have two tight ends. Well, you had one last year. Now you have two that are going to be able to dominate, and you could put right there with Marcus Cannon to double team. You won't have to put Gronk there and chip and then expect him to go out for a pass. You could put Bennett there to chip, and maybe he can go out for a pass. So it'll save him a little bit. And I think Dante Scarnecchia coming back, who is a noted Marcus Cannon fan, drafted Marcus Cannon, maybe has something in the works for him, because they give him an extension. I just don't understand what the front office in the Patriots is seeing in this guy. I know he beat cancer. Obviously, he's a tough guy. He's a fighter. But he fucking stinks, and I hate him. And I don't want him to play for my team anymore.
Modern medicine being what it is, I don't know what role he even played in beating cancer, to be honest.
Yeah, well. Anyway.
Took that seriously.
And I didn't know where to go with it. Yeah. I had no room left to improv.
And go to soundboard and bomb.
Oh, the humanity!
So you got Marcus Cannon stepping in for him. Now the biggest news of Sunday was Deion Lewis. All of a sudden he needs a second surgery on his knee.
What the fuck's with this guy's knees?
I don't know. This guy, if you got a definition of injury prone, Deion Lewis is that. Because every single year before he was injured in the NFL, he's bounced around teams. Like, I understand injury prone is, I think, to me, injury prone is like, it's mental thing. I think injury prone is more like, oh, you like bruised your femur and it's just painful, but it won't get worse. I'll
tell you what, a bruised femur is a long way from the heart.
That's true.
Take that to the bank.
Every time.
Yeah.
And then you got guys that tear your ACL. I don't think you can do anything but tearing your ACL. You're going to tear your ACL, you're going to tear your ACL. This guy's as shifty as a bastard. So, you know, anytime. So I think he's got the same situation as where.
Probably is a bastard too, if you.
Ooh.
I need a bell.
Ding. I do need a bell. Called the inappropriate bell.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. So he had surgery by Dr. James Andrews, the greatest ACL surgeon in the world. And apparently they got to go in there and clean it up. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's what it said, clean his knee up.
Yeah, that's what they always say. It's always on Twitter. They're going to go in there and clean it up. What does that mean? What's
knees.
Scar tissue? They're going to go in there and clean it up. Like it's fucking got rust on it.
There's WD-40. A lot of scar tissue. I'm surprised he never complained before.
I know.
It's like Lance Harbor. Never said anything to me.
Lost his ride to Florida State.
His scholarship.
Oh, you're telling me you haven't seen Giselle in her famous whipped cream bikini?
That's how she got Leo.
We were working on that one today at D'Angelo Subs. We had a good bit going.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
That's how she got Leo.
Funny. That's how she got Leo.
So anyway, they're going to fix his knee, see what happens. they say 8 to 10 weeks, so they're going to PUP him, which will be interesting because he's going to come back for the playoff run. I don't know how those knees are going to hold up. I mean, honestly, I was watching him in spring practice, and he was juking all over the place, and I was giddy. I was a giddy son of a bitch.
Those dirty old knees.
He was fucking hip-hopping from left to right on those pads. Hip-hop. And I don't know. He still looked more explosive than any running back the Patriots had, which at this point is nobody.
We just need a person to stand there and look like they're about to run the ball. They don't actually need to run it.
They have to run it. You're exactly incorrect on that.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Because the reason they lost in Denver is because they couldn't run the ball.
It's because we had the worst line ever.
Well, that's a part of it. But LeGarrette Blount took 4 or 5 minutes to get to the line after the handoff. Now, watching him in preseason, he's blasting through holes. He's fucking... Anytime he's not forced to make a cut in the backfield, he's about a million times better than... You know, he's a top 10 running back in the league if he doesn't have to cut in the backfield. He was tearing up that Chicago Bears defense. Yeah, I mean,
tough defense, that is.
Well, the monsters in the midway.
Yep. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
It was a nickname back in the day.
Really? It's a horrible nickname.
The monsters in the midway.
What's midway? Like half Midwest?
Midway through the country, I guess.
That's a horrible name. There's too many
Also,
teams
I know
there.
That their airport is named Chicago Midway.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it's part of the... Maybe it's Chicago area.
Chicagoland.
I would call him something referring to the South Side.
South Side?
Yeah.
Let's ride.
Leroy Brown.
It's not a nice place.
Baddest side of town.
Yeah. Who steps up now, Dom, in Dion's absence? What do you think?
That's a good question. I mean, there's other running backs, I'm sure.
There sure are.
There's LeGarrette Blount, as you mentioned.
I think he likes to go by Blount.
Well, I'm sure he does.
Smokes him.
Yeah, of course. But and then there's another one I know, and it's, you know, it's between those two.
You know, you're a fucking mumbling, stuttering little fuck. You know that?
Yep. Jabal Sheard, maybe.
Yes, Jabal Sheard is a great running back. He'll be a great star this week and this season. But I think that this is going to clearly open the door for James White, who everyone is taking as a, like, all of a sudden he's Barry Sanders, but as we all saw, I mean, it's not like this is the first time James White's been on the field. He was drafted 3 years ago to replace Shane Vereen, never did. Came in last year, was decent in replacing Deion Lewis, but he's not Deion Lewis.
Yeah, he's no Deion Lewis.
No one is Deion Lewis, but they got, you know, they got to look out on the blocks for a trade. We're hearing a lot of rumors from sources, Mike Reese, Tom Caron, a lot of people. Say keep your eye on Bishop Sankey in Tennessee.
What I want to know is it time to hit the panic button in New England? Let's do some real sports radio.
We should do. Danny and Chelsea, you're on the air.
Is it time to hit the panic button in Cincinnati?
I was listening today. It was just on XM radio, and there's some guy, I don't even know who it was, like, you know what? I just don't trust the New England Patriots without Tom Brady.
Yeah, and I'm like, perfect. Yep.
And I just look at it. I was like, why? Because you have to do like 10 minutes. It's four games. It's four games without the greatest quarterback that ever lived.
Well, I don't trust him. Garoppolo looks like shit.
He looked all right last game. He was firing all
Not
over
physically,
the place.
The man's a handsome person. But so everybody says. I actually don't think I've ever seen him.
You never seen him? He looks like Aladdin. A lot like Aladdin, in fact.
Well, I actually have heard a few people who love Aladdin.
Love Aladdin or love him as Aladdin?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend thought Aladdin was hot.
What?
Yeah.
I sighed at girlfriend.
Yeah, I get
So.
Said ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. So anyway, what else happened in Patriots practice was Tom Brady. So what happened to him? I saw his little boo-boo. He hurt his thumb. They say he's getting ready. So all the tweets are coming out. He's going to play the Chicago Bears in a couple minutes. And all the tweets are Tom Brady to start tonight. Everyone's excited. And, you know, and then all of a sudden you say, you get a tweet. I just saw Tom Brady leaving in a business suit. So you think, what just happened? Then you get a tweet say, Tom Brady, accident with scissors. I said, what? Accident with scissors.
A fucking toddler.
I know. So get the man some Fiskars, for Christ's sakes.
Jeez.
What is he doing? So anyway, he cut his thumb, apparently putting tape on his cleats, which I think this was a completely made-up thing. I mean, it looks like I did see his little boo-boo.
Happy you brought this up because you're completely stealing topics from the segment we have coming up.
Do we? No, we're not. Don't worry about our segment. This is all something different.
Okay.
It's not different in general. It's just it's what happened. So anyway, I don't know why he's handling scissors, but this was all completely vintage Belichick to get
classic Belichick.
To get Jimmy Garoppolo, keep him on his toes, make sure he's ready to play under any circumstances. Oh, you're not playing. You're not going to start tonight. Wait for the third quarter. Oh, by the way, now you're playing and starting. Get ready.
Why would you do something like that?
Because it's classic.
You got to mentally prepare. He's not a backup quarterback anymore. He has to be ready all the time.
All the time. You got to be ready. Got
to
be on your toes.
To pull on the backup.
No, so, when you win Garoppolo, he is.
Rowan
backup.
Gardner, suit warm up. You're going in.
Well, what?
Rabbit Hoser.
That guy was in Apocalypse Now, and I don't think I saw it. I think he went from Apocalypse Now to Rookie of the Year.
You know, it's funny only how striking his resemblance is to Danny Glover, who also plays a manager in. Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield.
A lesser movie by far.
Many standards. I think they were hoping for the acclaim of the Mighty Ducks after they just came off of Disney owns both teams.
That had to be before the Mighty Ducks.
I think it was the same time.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in that film.
Was he? That was
he
him?
Was the young lad.
Wow.
The young orphan lad.
Yeah, he was. Christopher Lloyd was in it. He was the dead guy. Tony Danza was in it. He was dying of cancer.
Well, he was a
little did he know.
Wasn't he a player, and then he's dead all of a sudden?
Yeah, did he even?
He
die
gets his angel wings.
Yeah.
Every time a bell rings, Tony Danza gets his wings.
Tony, it's funny because he Tony always does seem like he was going to die of like throat cancer.
In real life, he was a boxer in his early days. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Tony Danza, before he was an actor, was a fighter.
Dancing Tony Danza.
Yeah, it's a good picture of him with
boxing gloves.
I came across when he was boxing, and he just. Bare ass naked in the locker room. 19-year-old Tony Danza with his hog out. A fucking Sicilian tuna can dick he had on him.
Really?
Probably still does. Yes. So anyway, I don't know.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Oh, gee. Okay.
Oh, we're not. We're on.
I didn't know we were on to Cincinnati.
We're on a schedule.
Sorry, Coach. Sorry, Coach. So yes, that was all about Jimmy G getting ready. A classic vintage Belichick move. Don't be surprised to see that again. So what happened well? What went well versus the Bears?
Stuttering, muttering, pricky.
Is that my being stuttering, muttering, pricky? Yeah. So this week, AJ Derby, Woo Pig, Sue Wee. Did that guy take over the game? He's the third tight end, former quarterback. I've been saying it every week. He's taken that spot from, I want to call him Lance Harbor, but it's Clay Harbor. And Clay Harbor with the $400,000 signing bonus can take that shit to the bank. $400,000, you're going to go home with it because A.J. Derby's taking your spot. There's no way he's going through waivers. He is making the team.
Why?
Why?
Is he our, we drafted him?
We drafted him last year. He's a six-round pick, I think. He was drafted as a tight end.
It's
he
like
was
Tom
a quarterback.
Brady was six,
in college.
Wasn't he?
Exactly. I don't think it's quite that. Drastic.
Could be.
I guess you never know. That's true. So, anyway, he's making catches in traffic. He made a remarkable catch over double coverage down the left sideline, stayed in bounds, flexed his muscles, gave the first down sign in a late in the game,
classic.
So you know he's fired up. Fucking guy's making the team. If he doesn't make the team, I'd be shocked.
You sound like he won you over on one catch.
No. He's been playing well three weeks.
A good celebration.
I like both things.
Yeah, flexing, pointing to the first down.
I'm a man that likes celebration, Dom.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess.
If you make a big play, you should celebrate it. Ask Bill Belichick.
I will.
Celebrate it. Make everyone around you get excited, for Christ's sakes.
Does he tell you that? Because he didn't seem like he would say that.
He did say it in a video I watched once. It was about, I think, the 2009 Patriots.
Tell him I slit his throat in this dream I had. It's Eminem.
I know, this is the second Eminem reference you've had. Well,
the humanity.
So anyway,
really utilize the board and just don't keep using the same ones.
I like them all. I just want to always use where are the white women at about everything.
I hate like eight of your choices. Eight of like the nine choices.
There's
you
a
have
million.
On there, I hate them.
I got a million of them.
And a name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back.
How about
get
you, Bricota?
Get that through your head.
Or should go to hot date in an hour.
That's a bit.
Look too good.
Or should go to hot date in an hour. Fuck it.
Whoa, I don't play defense.
That one's Bill Murray in Space Jam.
Yeah,
did
sure
you know
is.
That? You wouldn't have been able to call that.
Yeah, I actually would have, Tone. I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was in this picture. You probably don't know that. That's a deeper cut. Run down the board. Let's show the team that we're working
show,
with.
Show here. Everyone. Let's see. I got
let's
this
make
one.
This a show.
This is one of all-time favorites. I too. I got a little bit. I went on a Goodfellas run. I'm gonna be honest. Preface.
Shit, what the fuck I asked you for, Henry? I'm asking you for a favor. I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I?
Yeah,
I'm
see, that
trying
has,
to bang this fucking
this
brother.
This has no place whatsoever on a soundboard.
It is a place
it's
for everything.
It's just a fun quote from the movie.
Anytime that Joe Pesci,
in real life.
Anytime Joe Pesci says Henry, makes me want to cry laughing.
What would be the scenario? Like, you're trying to ask me for a favor and I'm denying it?
Yeah, just to have it.
It's so, ridiculous.
No, because maybe you want to say something. Oh, what was that quote? What was that quote?
Hey, you want to laugh? This prick last week asked me to christen his kid.
We already know mutter and stutter and fuck.
Get rid of
him. He said, no, you're going to tell me something today, tough guy. I said, all right, I'll tell you something. Go fuck your mother.
All you have to do from that is say, all right, I'll tell you something. Go fuck your mother. That's it.
We can make some cuts. I mean, I don't know. I like to.
You get nothing.
Perfect.
You lose.
A perfect
good
one.
Good day, sir.
That's a great one.
That's a I'll give you that.
We can use that for things. I don't even know. I got to get more Patriots ones. Like I said, I was just messing around with it. I wanted to play. I had a lot of fun doing it. And I'm sure there's millions more clips I could do. I just didn't have anything. I was thinking I wanted to do Sandlot. I wanted to do Mighty Ducks. I want Gordon Bombay.
So once you got the fourth Goodfellas, you think, well, maybe I'm good with Goodfellas from
no,
here.
No, I didn't. I thought there was more I could find. I wanted to get to Jaws, and then I was that little Kittner boy spill out all over the dock. That's all I ever wanted.
Did you get that? Did you have any Jaws in there? Let's run down the list.
I didn't know that. You got everything. I basically
that was everything.
Played them all. So for now, were, I got 3,000 more
There was
more
five
places,
Goodfellas
guy.
Ones in there, and they were That's all it. Bad.
They're perfect, all of them. Whatever, I got this one, too.
Just slid my ticket across the table, and I said, sorry, guys, I got to see about a girl.
Oh, they saw the look in my eye, and they knew I was serious.
They knew I was serious. Yes. Chief, who's Ted Kaczynski?
Not a bad Robin Williams.
Unabomber.
Unabomber.
Still my favorite movie to Bullshit, this day.
Bullshit, that didn't happen.
I'll have a Perrier.
There's so many good movies. I mean, so many good quotes from that movie you could have pinned that would have actually fit.
Like which ones?
Well, now you're going to put me on the spot. We just did a sinful.
Fucking Carmine Scott Paglia. Fucking guinea prick used to kick the shit out of me in kindergarten.
Wish I had a double burger.
I want them to go to... I try to get the one when they go to Kelly's. Do a little North Shore vibe for you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kelly's.
I can't think
he's
of anything
got a
great.
Casey.
Faster about war. Probably quote Shakespeare.
Again, these are just nonsense.
That'd
things.
Be perfect
now we're just
if
quoting.
You asked me
now we're just...
if you asked me something about...
Now we're doing LoConte Brothers movie talk.
No, if you asked me about sports and I don't know any of the answers, if you're like, if I asked about war, he'd probably quote Shakespeare. But you've never seen one.
You've never been close to one. You've never watched your buddy fuck die face down in the mud.
Now you're missing.
No, I think I'm on Big Lebowski. No, I think I was doing Big Lebowski in there.
Also a great movie.
Yeah. So AJ Derby making the team. Back to that.
Pushcart Derby.
Next, Joe Thuney or Tooney. I don't know how you say his last name. I'm going to go with Thuney. He's everything. He is life. He's the next coming of John Hannah, Logan Mankins.
He blocks two guys faster than Josh Klein or Marcus Cannon gets knocked on their asses.
That's very
that
true,
Dom. That doesn't make any sense.
Don't worry. I wrote it down. It made sense to me.
I thought it was going
to You're using
sense
my prep sheet to use your material.
It's your material? What?
This guy, okay, first of all, he's an interior lineman, a guard. He was blowing people off the ball. He's pass blocking 2 yards downfield. There's guys that couldn't even move their guy.
Aren't you supposed to...
Not that Chicago had much of a defensive line, but he was blocking the down lineman, pushing him out of the way, then going upfield, blocking the linebacker. Reason why LeGarrette Blount was blowing through the line was all because of him. Because Shaq Mason broke his hand, so he's going to be out for a while. Not that I thought that he was very good. He couldn't pass block worth a dick, but he could pull and pull and run block very well. But Joe Thuney can do it all. The kid's going to start. Even Belichick, I've never heard Belichick give somebody a position basically in training camp or before the season started, but he basically acknowledges that Joe Thuney is going to be the starting guard on this team.
All right.
Enough about Joe Thuney.
Nah.
Next.
So fast off the line.
Friend of mine, Anthony Johnson. This guy. Who is this guy? Nobody knows who he is.
Who is he?
Late in the year... signing. I think they signed him after they
this cut. But I got a note. Does Anthony Johnson have a chance to make the team this year?
I love that. That's a great question, Dom. And you know what? I think he does for
Why?
Five reasons.
Okay, let's hear him.
Well, one reason. He was a he has a chance to make the team. He was a five-star recruit coming to LSU. Most sacks in the history of Louisiana high school football.
Wow.
And that is a state that knows its defensive ends, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
LSU is nothing to laugh at. A five-star recruit probably could have went to any college in the country, went to LSU. So I guess he underwhelmed a little bit at LSU, came out early, went undrafted, had a couple years at 320,
330. What I was worried about with him is he was a little overweight, Tone.
He was.
He was a little overweight coming into the season.
Not this season, seasons before.
And
you know what? They say he dropped 40 pounds.
40 pounds?
Belichick's quoted as saying, he says, who is this guy? This isn't the guy that I looked at. He thinks it's a different person.
Plus, it's not hard to lose 40 pounds if you hit the gym real hard.
That's true.
Program.
I know what it was. Seat at the table.
But I don't know if he'll be able
starting
to take easily spot.
Well, no. Easley is not on the team anymore, so it shouldn't be that hard.
I just hope, hope he's there.
Yeah, okay. He's on the Rams now. But he was flying through that offensive line. And Chicago Bears had a decent offensive line. They had with Jake Long, Chris Long's brother, whatever his name is. I don't think it's Jake, but it's something else. He's bald. Kyle Long, that's his name. He couldn't block him. The center couldn't block him. He was fucking running through the line. And I'll tell you what, he was getting upfield fast. At 280 pounds, he was slim, and he was quick to the ball. I think he had a sack, pass breakup. He had a batted ball. He had a couple run stuffs. He had a really solid game against Chicago. And, you know, it's going to take more than that than just, whatever, 13 snaps in the preseason to make the team. But that was certainly a good spot, a good game for him. Trey Flowers thought he's ready. He looked like he was ready to go up against starting defensive tackles, defensive ends. Chris Long, I'm still I'm on the fence about Chris Long. I know he's got great hair. He's got great genetics.
That's
the genetics alone should lend you a swim move in 8 sacks, 10 sacks. I don't know why he's. I mean, he seems to me just slow. Not I don't know. Just upright a lot. It doesn't seem like he's pushing that edge.
Maybe he doesn't want to be there.
No, he does want to be there. It looks like he really wants to play and fight hard, but he doesn't crush that edge. He doesn't pinch the edge.
He
goes upfield. He goes straight upfield. I don't get it. Who do you play for? He knows. He doesn't play for himself. He's a team player. Belichick says he has elite, elite personality. Oh. Is my baby crying? Fucking baby's crying. Can you imagine that? In the middle of the podcast, fucking baby's crying. Go to sleep, you.
Baby.
Whatever. If you hear a baby crying on the podcast, you heard a baby crying on the podcast.
He's just sad.
Just grow up. Listen, babies cry. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
He's 1.5 years old. Let the kid cry.
Fell out of his crib.
Impossible. Couldn't have fallen out of his crib. The wife is in there having some wine, so yeah. She ain't going to get up. So anyway, Chris Long. I'm still on the fence about him. We'll see how it turns out.
There's only one way to find out. What are we looking for next week in Carolina with Chris Long?
Well, you know, typically they say that preseason game number 3 is a dress rehearsal, but I like what Martellus Bennett said. Martellus Bennett comes up to the mic. They say, hey, Martellus, I heard that the third preseason game is more of a walkthrough, a dress rehearsal. He says, I don't know, man. I put my pants on the same way, my cleats on the same way. I go 110% anytime I go on the field. And
so
I love
the fourth game of the preseason.
It's the third time. Third game.
So what's the fourth game of the preseason?
That is basically to find out all the guys you're going to cut. So they play everybody and see.
Play hard?
You know, say, get out there and play. And anybody that's in, basically.
Make sure they remember the day they played the Titans.
They'd be the ones taking niggas' socks. So they have, like, they put in everybody. And the second half, whoever's basically out there is not going to be on the team. Because they're just the jobbers.
Fall guys.
To go for a WWF reference, a jobber. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Could see some surprise cuts. Could see Terrence Knighton on the bubble.
That's a strong D. I don't know if Jimmy G is going to be able to hold up against.
That's what I'm excited about. I want to see Jimmy Garoppolo go up against Luke Kuechly and those pass rushers. They lost Josh Norman, but they still got a decent secondary. I'm excited to see Jimmy work his timing. I'm hoping that Gronk and Edelman get in the game with him so they get their timing down. It seems like he's ready with Martellus Bennett. I'm going to be honest.
And that's just one of the problems.
He's the only guy he's looking for is Bennett.
One of the problems. What about smoke and mirrors Cam Newton's offense?
That's all it is smoke and mirrors. Cam Newton's offense hasn't scared me since the minute he walked in the league. They should have beat him 2 years ago.
He's an MVP.
He's an MVP because of that stupid offense he runs, which is just run and fucking hurl it up for a 6'5" guy. That's what they have. They have 6'5" tight ends and 6'5" wide receivers, and he just hurls. He runs the ball. He can get away from anybody. He's giant. He's the size of Rob Gronkowski playing quarterback. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
He's got really long fingers. You ever notice that?
His fingers?
In his stupid interviews, like afterwards, he's always holding like the front of his shoulder pads, and his hands are like, it's not a big deal.
I really hate the way he dresses. Noticed. Really annoys me. The man can give a prostate exam is what you're saying.
Yeah, he definitely could. He wouldn't deliver a baby.
No. So we'll see that. We'll see. I would like to see the Patriots defense cover the big tight ends. Like I said, Greg Olsen and Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess. They're tall wide receivers, so it's going to be a lot like covering the Chicago Bears last season or 2 years ago when they had Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey and Martellus Bennett. It's a lot like that. Just in the preseason. So I'm going to see how they
I'd like to see Jimmy Garoppolo play with Edelman and Gronkowski.
I just said, yeah, I agree. I want to see him get their timing down because I think that Bennett has his timing already locked in. You need to get Gronkowski on the field. I read an interesting fact that Christopher Price tweeted that Rob Gronkowski has sat out 14 straight preseason games. That is,
really?
What's that? 1, 2, 3.
14.
Yeah, no, that's...
I know. What? It's 3 years. Three and a half
straight years he hasn't played a preseason game, which I love. I love that move from him. They should wheel him in to game one like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, with the back of like that police car that you have to open with two keys.
You
got to
put him in
on
the dolly and he's got the thing on his face just wrapped up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's out there party rocking.
Biting people.
Party rock is in the pot. Why is that his song?
What was I saying about him, too? Like, Gronk drank beers because...
Gronk drinks beers.
We had a good time at lunch today.
Yeah, we did. I saw a thing today. He signed a jersey, vintage. I don't know if he's really like this or if he's like... he's playing it up a little bit, but he like signed a thing at he was at the University Miami of Ohio, so it's like that
school.
It's a small school in Ohio, and
where is it?
Ohio, I don't know. It's called Miami of Ohio, and he signed his own jersey, put it there, and he goes. He wrote 69. I wish I remember the quote. It's like 69 with 69 with nickels, only Miami dimes. Something fucking stupid. Ugh. And I was like, why does he
wrote
do
that
this
whole himself? Thing?
It was like a novel on the fucking numbers. I don't know what he does.
Yeah, I don't care for 69 references. I think it's
he's a fag.
Yeah. So I love him, but I mean, let's not be serious.
Call a spade, he's retarded.
He does a little silly stuff once in a while. So I have a little thing here. Alan Branch.
Deion Branch?
No, I wish Deion Branch. Alan Branch, fat slob, defensive tackle, who is solid.
Well, he's got a weight problem. I would call him a husky.
Samoan. Samoan. So he was suspended by the team. Nobody knows why exactly. Except for Alan Branch and Bill Belichick. So I wrote down my top five reasons I think Alan Branch was suspended.
And whoever he beat or raped.
Well, yes, exactly. But so, number one, his nickname is Scissors and tried to pry something from Brady's cleats.
Buzzing.
Two, he is well over 350 pounds and has a tattoo of a skateboarder on his arm.
Is that true?
It is, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
That's worthy of a suspension.
I'd suspend him for that. Why is my fucking headphones?
Because they're fucking Dre Beats and they suck.
Oh, relax, the Dre Beats. They're orange Dre Beats for the Qs.
Yeah, that's true.
He stuffed Ryan Allen in a locker. Punter.
Is Ryan Allen a pipsqueak?
Okay. Punter. He had Steve Belichick score him some weed in the parking lot.
Not Tim Tupa anymore?
Tim Tupa, yeah.
Yeah, I got it right.
And lastly, he hacked Leslie Jones' iCloud.
That's good.
That might be the reason, although he may be celebrated for that.
He tweeted
today.
A picture of Harambe to her Twitter.
Nobody likes that. Everyone was tweeting Harambe. What a poor lady. I feel so bad for her.
It's so hack. Like, everybody is going to send the same picture of Harambe. It's not even clever.
If we're being honest, she does have a ridiculous hairdo.
Yeah, she's ugly. But if you're going to do Harambe, you send it to Precious, the girl from Precious. It's identical.
What has she done?
Exactly.
What have you done lately, Harambe girl?
I fucking identical. If her and like Michael Clark Duncan, rest in peace, if he were still alive and they had a baby, it would actually be a gorilla. That's how much both of them look like gorillas, is my opinion. And let's move. Brian Stork That's trade.
Racist. Hey, where are the white women at?
That's racist.
Yeah.
Whoever said that.
That was a black guy. So Brian Stork today, interesting segue, but Brian Stork, starting center 2 years ago, out of Florida State, he's a guy with a,
something to prove.
No, he's a guy with a mean streak. He was out there. He would fight for the team, push, throw punches. He in my eyes was the heir to Logan Mankins, a guy that was out there and he was going to brawl if he had to. And it really came to a head here when, David Andrews, an undrafted center last year, stepped in for him and basically played just as well as him.
But cheaper.
But way cheaper, exactly. So
I love a good pass blocker, but I love a bargain more than I love that.
Who doesn't? We're a thrifty club. We're a thrifty family. And we like it both ways. We like high performance, low pay.
Exactly. Like a Burlington Coat Factory.
Exactly like the Burlington Coat Factory. Good one. So, Brian Stork, I thought he was going to be a stalwart at center for years to come. I thought he was going to be the next John Hanna, Bruce Armstrong.
The second time you use stalwart, and I'd like to know what
word.
That means.
Yeah. Stalwart is a,
juggernaut.
I want to say, like, it's a something that's going to be there forever. Something that's going to, mainstay.
This podcast is not a stalwart.
No, it's not. It's a mainstay. Is what I wanted, something I
Your
could say.
Your hair was not very stalwart.
Exactly. I don't know if
Am I using it correctly?
One.
Is it a
Maybe.
Verb?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway. That's all right.
And then...
Keep swinging.
Keep swinging for the fences.
Keep firing.
Redskins heard he was going to get cut today. So they were going to cut him because... Stork's been
fast.
He's been throwing punches in practice. He felt the heat. Something was obviously up. He doesn't take me as a guy that takes getting cut very seriously, very well.
Probably it seems dumb like as shit.
He looks like a guy that would throw fists at Belichick if he got cut.
Like Willie McGinnis?
I don't know. Did he do that? I doubt it.
No, but he was a real savage. I heard tell that his first day at training camp, some veteran was fucking with him and he knocked him out.
Is that a true story? I wouldn't doubt it.
In a towel, the guy came off the field, and he was still wearing his gear, and came into the locker room. He was already in a towel, and he just fucking beat him up.
Well, Willie McGinnis, 6'6", fucking first-round pick. I mean, I wouldn't have fucked with him.
Yeah, he didn't take no shit.
No, he didn't.
Off nobody.
Lord of the Rings, 2 rings he got, and then he went to Cleveland because he was done.
Is that really worthy of the title, Lord of the Rings?
I don't know. He said it on MTV Cribs once, so I loved it.
Yeah.
Willie McGinnis, a.k.a. Lord of the Rings, and I tell you that, he can dress. The man can dress.
Yeah.
I met him a few times. We've been bros. You know, we bro out a bit. He follows me on Twitter, NBD.
How good do you think he was as a D-end if he played in today's game?
In today's game, I think he'd be...
most playoff sacks in history?
He does still have the most playoff sacks in history. Nobody... Well, it could be broken. I mean, what's he got, like 20 or something? I don't know. It's not a lot. Something that, like, Von Miller could break if the team kept getting to the playoffs. But I'm not sure. Maybe.
I don't know if they
He's
will.
Great. He's a stud. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. He retired in, like,
They still
what,
don't
2005.
Even know who their starting quarterback's going to be over in Denver.
That's right. Could it be Tom Tebow?
It could be. I think he's favored. But I think we're all a little surprised when...
Could it be Mike Elway?
When Bryce Osweiler wasn't in the running, really.
Love that. Great knowledge, Dom.
You know, I've read that today.
Nailed all those names.
Brock Osweiler.
Brock, got it.
Yes.
Way to you totally redeem yourself. So anyway, they say he's getting he got cut, and then 2 hours later they're like, oh, by the way, he's not cut. The fucking Redskins couldn't wait till they got cut. Classic Redskins move, and they come out and they
Savages.
Say, you know what? We'll give you a seventh round pick for that guy you're about to cut. And so the Patriots obviously say, yeah, all right.
It's classic fur trading technique.
It's a conditional seventh rounder, which means probably if he makes the team, they get a seventh rounder this year. If he doesn't make the team, they get a seventh rounder in 2032, something crazy. I don't know what it matters, but it's just a vintage Redskins move. They didn't want to let him get to waivers. I'm sure he was going to get picked up, but
as long as he gets put back down, you know.
Hey,
I don't know.
So,
Tony, I think this leads us to our new segment.
Well, today's segment, anyway. Why don't you lead it in, Dom?
Well, that's what the intro's for.
You nervous?
Now I just thought you were about to do the intro.
I got the song somewhere. Good prep. I didn't prep for it.
It was the next thing on the list.
It was the next thing on the list, but I didn't know the music was supposed to be up.
I'll take one of your jokes. Are these
worded
perfectly?
No, you will not take any of my jokes.
You just told me to.
You think you can deal with that?
Half of them are my jokes.
They're all my jokes. I wrote them all. So we're going to do ourselves a little bit of a weekend update, or is what I like to call it.
News around the end.
Weekend update with Colin.
Tony Loconte and Dominic Loconte.
That's funny.
So anyway.
I thought we agreed that wasn't happening.
All right, I'm going to do mine first. We'll just do one-to-one, basically like Michael Che. And,
yeah, I think I have a punchline yet.
Good. I wrote the premise. Ryan Lochte recently admitted to lying about being robbed at gunpoint in Rio. Sources say it was a cover-up for a drunken night at a gas station. Most likely, Lochte was trying to get to the bathroom, but Michael Phelps got there first.
Johnny Hecker, Rams punter, for those of you who didn't know, shares his favorite prank ever pulled in training camp. Defensive back Court Finnegan had all of the linebackers' cars loaded onto a flatbed truck. Court then advised the truck driver to remain parked in the parking lot until several hours after practice, while the rest of the players just looked on and laughed. Other famous pranks that Johnny Heckler loves laughing at, tying shoelaces together when people aren't paying attention. That's a little wordy.
Terrible. Caleb Sturgis, kicker for the Eagles, is concussed after being hit in the head with a ball. It's being called the worst injury from a ball to the head since Peyton Manning was at Tennessee.
Best one so far, yeah. No question. Rams running back Trey Mason is in the news after police were sent to his house for the sixth time in as many months. His mother was quoted as saying, "It's not his fault. Concussions have left him with the mind of a 10-year-old. This news, of course, has turned the medical world upside down. If this confirmed, it'd be the first evidence that concussions can actually improve brain function.
This is a fun bit. Raiders tight end Colton Underwood asked gymnast Allie Raisman out on a date recently. Colton is 6'3". Allie is 5'2". Colton is quoted as saying, "I hope you can handle my final five."
Dale Earnhardt Jr., NASCAR fans out there will not be competing in the next two Sprint Cup events due to a concussion. Ooh. And it's like his father always said, better safe than sorry.
All right, I got two more. How many you got?
I'm out.
You're out? You can read the... I'm going to read them both. Bucks second-round kicker Roberto Aguayo, accomplished kicker, is missing tons of kicks and being booed by Tampa's fans. Roberto, hurt by the boos, is turning heads in a bit of irony by suggesting building a wall around the facility and having St. Petersburg pay for it. And lastly, Cam Newton is quoted in GQ saying he doesn't think the criticism of him is racist. It's not racist to criticize Newton's clothes and hats, but I feel he is very disrespectful stealing Elmer Fudd's signature hat.
Boo. And that is news around the sports world. Thank you, guys.
So, what are we going to look for this week against Carolina? I think we already went through that. Anything else you want to talk about? I mean, we got plenty of time. You got any gigs coming up?
Nothing booked as of right now. The Boston Comedy Festival is starting in September 5th. Or something. No, it's like late October, but submissions are September 5th. That's inside information. You guys don't really need to know that.
What do you have to submit?
I have to submit 5 to 7 minute videos, footage of myself performing. And I have to write a bio, take a headshot, a bunch of that stuff. But
headshot.
The winner takes home $10,000.
Buckaroos. That could get you some
righteous bucks.
Righteous bucks. A lot of gas in that Camry.
Yeah. And I actually need an oil change, to be honest. If we're going to be honest,
At length, we should discuss that, the oil change.
If we can get serious for a second, I'd like to.
So, I'm excited for the season. I think the tailgating microphone is going to go off like a charm. I picture it as sitting around the table like we usually do, crushing Miller Lights, eating dogs, sausage, and then maybe popping up and talking to a local a fan. From a Patriots fan, and I'd like to get a rival fan, if I could. A drunk one, make him look like a fool.
Yep.
I don't want to tear down the fourth wall here, but that's what I'm going
to
do.
That's what you have to do.
You have to tear him down.
Establish dominance.
I'm going to say, you think you can really win here tonight? No. So,
let's play a role. I'll play the fan from Pittsburgh coming into town, and you're you.
Hey, how about them Stillers? You think they got a chance tonight?
You talking to me?
Yes, yes. Here, this is a microphone, and I'm talking to
you. Why are you doing a different voice than your own?
All right, I guess I should be myself. You're right. You're going to be a Stiller fan. You got to do the accent.
All right, I'm just walking by. How's...
Yeah, I just told you. It's Pittsburgh Stiller.
All right.
It's retard voice. Do it.
Pittsburgh Stillers. I don't know.
Yes, sir. Do you think the Steelers have a chance tonight?
Well, I think we're going to go in there. We're going to show Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever his stupid name is,
Garoppolo,
who's boss.
Yeah. Garoppolo.
Is what?
Garoppolo.
That doesn't matter what his name is. Ben Roethlisberger. Now, that's a quarterback and a person you could bring home to the family.
Sir, do you know that he was twice accused of rape?
Accused. Maybe you should look up the definition of the word accuse, you unpleasant simpleton.
All right, and that was news from around the globe.
All right, that was fun.
It was. I could have done a lot more with that. I was nervous. I couldn't riff like you could.
Yeah,
I was nervous. I got shocked.
I'm quick.
One time I was almost thrown off of Notre Dame Stadium by a Pittsburgh person.
Really?
Wait, yes, okay. At college. I wasn't in college, but we visited a friend.
That's cool.
And we went to Chicago, had some deep dish pizza, as you do. Mm-hmm. We went to
Did you see the
took a
Sears
train.
Tower?
Yes, I did see it. It
Isn't
was
it
large.
Really high, right? It's,
they say the highest.
Okay.
I don't know if it is anymore, but
Al
anyway,
Capone.
We took the train down to Notre Dame, and this is, I mean, I was probably a year or two out of college, so I got fucking obliterated drunk, and I was doing some silly shit on Notre Dame's campus, and we were up
in... How many Rudy references did you make?
All of them. Every single one.
Yeah.
I quoted them. This is the greatest sight these eyes have ever seen. It's my favorite thing. Every time I walked around the stadium, I kept saying it. That's the dad when he sees Rudy.
Yeah.
They still don't believe him that he plays. Like, watch the game. He's on the sidelines.
They were watching it like when he was a kid on TV. Just look at... I guess it would be really hard to see. He didn't have HD back then. It was like black and white.
Notre Dame,
he never got in the game. Dad, I swear, I'm on. Why would they keep him on the fucking field every game for like?
I don't think they did.
Career?
I think I just made that up. And then they let him dress for the last game, which everyone said was bullshit. And
it was the coach's idea. It was my idea. They made
you
it
guys
seem
are
like
fuck.
He was a dick.
This is bullshit. It's my idea from the start.
Fun fact: Vince Vaughn actually was on that team.
He was. He was the. He got kicked off the team.
What?
And Jon Favreau was his fat friend.
Was he?
Yeah. That's how him and Vince Vaughn were bros after that. They made Swingers and all types of shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, get your facts straight. So anyway,
Yeah,
we were on the back of literally walls, back against the wall, and we were cheering on the Cuse, and somebody turned around and gave me an eye and said something, and I said, shut up, faggot. Yes, I used the F word. I said a bad word. I'm sorry there, folks. And then the man from Tough Steel Town turned around and said, hey! We don't like that type of language here in Indiana. I'm from Pittsburgh.
That's exactly where I would expect them to like that kind of language.
I said, excuse me. Yes, exactly. I figured you called your son that, sir. I didn't realize that this was a fucking no hate zone.
None of that pussy talk.
he was like, I got half a mind to throw you off this stadium. And I said, if I didn't want to enjoy, because literally the game hadn't started yet. If it hadn't been for
even
me
a
wanting to
of
see
a
the
mind
game,
of throwing somebody over the top is a bit much.
I went halfway across the country to see this game. I was going to see it, so I bit my tongue. I wasn't as drunk as I could, even as I thought I was. I was peeing under tables when I was eating, but I mean that's another thing.
I did that at a concert like a year ago. Just pissed
you?
Inside the like Wilbur Theater, where I hope to perform one day.
One day. All right. So that's going to do it for the Malcolm Go podcast.
How much time we got?
Yeah, we did 58 minutes.
Well, so we get 2 minutes.
You want to do a couple more minutes?
I guess. Why not? What's new with you?
Exactly. This is not going to end
enough
well.
About this. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I got nothing going on. I've done a little housework.
All right. Thank everybody for tuning in.
I want to see. All right, Dom. Nothing to plug?
No plugs. Go to the Boston Comedy Festival. It's good fun for family and friends, everybody above 21. Thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah.
Tony, thanks for having me.
I think that you're finally starting to get this. And maybe we can use you a little bit more as a guest.
Yeah,
people
not
were
like you. You got it down.
People were high
I'm
on
just
Vince.
I'm just trying to wet my toes.
Yeah, put your toes in the water.
Bring in awesome segments to the show. And
that was a good segment. I'll be honest. We could do it again next time.
Yeah, that's good.
We stole it, but whatever.
From what?
I don't know. So anyway, if you want to find me, find me at MalcolmGoPod on Twitter. You can email me at MalcolmGoPodcast, or you can follow me, at MalcolmGoPodcast at gmail.com, like anybody else has anything but Gmail. And then also you can follow my other account, at Brady Disciple.
At Yahoo.
Yes, at Yahoo. So we'll talk to you next week, and go Pats.
Do your job! All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job.
7-8 months ago, right? On to this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepping
up. Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
league! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're
the greatest
quarterback
in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.